Hello there, is it John?
That's it, yeah.
Hello, John. It's Ben calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to your child abuse claims in Scotland. We sent you a text yesterday. You asked for a call back today, if you remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all this, John, we just need to go through the form with you just so we get an understanding about what went down and, you know, what we can do for you. But the good news is, John, with these claims, the average refund at the moment is around £40,000 to £45,000. So a lot of money to be claiming for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to confirm, I've got your name as John Fulton, is that correct?
Mackay, John Mackay.
Yep.
Fulton. Yeah.
M is small it M-C-K-A-I?
C. No, M small c, K-A-Y.
Yep. K-A-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, and can I say your date of birth, please, John?
Yeah, 9-11-46.
Perfect. Just your door number and postcode, please, John.
It's care of, it's NE323BL.
Yeah. And what was the name of it, sorry?
Care of, it's a care of address.
Oh, it's a care of address, okay. Is it Epony Walk?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any number associated with it, or not at all?
42.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Have you ever been known by any other names at all, John?
Just nicknames, school.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. This is just like, if you've ever been named, you know, like on your birth certificate, if you changed it or anything like that. So you've not been known by your birth certificate? No? No,
who is that? Yeah.
And who is your local GP surgery, John?
It's in Jarrow.
Yep.
I can't remember the...
Let's have a look.
Still don't have to go to the doctors.
East Wing Practice. Found it here for you.
East Wing.
Fine.
Yeah,
got it for you. That's good stuff. Okay, and how old are you at the moment, John?
I've just done 79.
Okay, John. Now, because you're 79, it means you're high profile. So what happens, John, is you'll get paid out on this within 8 to 12 weeks. Rather than 8 to 12 months. So a lot quicker for you. Now, John, do you remember your parents' names?
James.
Yep.
That was my dad. And Mary. Yep.
Were they both called Fulton?
Yeah, John, his was the same as mine, I think. And my mum's name was Mary Dyker McDonald Mackay.
And was your dad's name Mackay as well?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get that down for you then. Is it M-C-K-A-Y or is it just Y, did you say?
It's M-C-K-A-Y.
Okay, just make sure I had it right for you. Perfect. And where was you living before you got placed into care there, John?
Cummins Park.
Do you know the street names? Okay, if you don't.
Cummins Park Drive, I think it were.
How are you spelling that one, John?
Cummins. Park.
Like Park Road.
Road, I think it were, aye.
Would that be in Jarrow?
No, that's in Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, let's have a look. Cummins Park Road, Middlefield, Aberdeen. Do you reckon that's the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a Cummins Park Drive, though, as well.
Well, it might be Cummins Park Drive.
It was
113 or something.
113, perfect. I'll put that down for you, John. Okay. And have you got any brothers or sisters, John, at all?
Well, I...
You got none of those, no?
Yeah.
Did you say you've got any brothers or sisters, John, sorry?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Yeah, okay, no worries.
I've got a younger sister, she's dead.
Yeah, what was her name, John?
Catherine.
Any other family members at all, John?
I've got an older brother, Kenneth.
Yeah, okay.
He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah, okay, sorry to hear, John. I put them both down for you. Okay.
And the other brother, And my older brother, Robert.
Roberts.
And he's dead.
So I've got all them down for you. Any yeah, others right. at all, or is it just those
I've
ones?
I've got an older sister.
Yeah.
Nancy. She's still alive. She's still alive.
Okay. Nancy.
Yeah. Anne.
Nancy and Anne.
Yeah.
Okay. And what law authority were you cared under, John? What was your local authority at that time, if you remember?
I think it was just a council, local council.
Yeah, local council. Was that having Charrow?
Eh? No,
was
that having
Charrow local?
No, this is in Aberdeen, this.
Aberdeen, okay. Aberdeen, local council. Let's get that out for you. Aberdeen City Council. Okay. Fine, let's get that out for you. Okay. What care home were you placed in, John? Do you know which one it was?
It was Marsburn Road. Well, I were in two or three. There was Westburn Road in Aberdeen. There was Marsburn Road in Aberdeen. There was another one. I can't remember the name of it, but I can remember it was a huge, it was like a big mansion. It had loads and loads of ground, and it had its own little school. I can remember going to that.
Was it Craig High, do you, by any chance?
Sorry?
Excuse me, was it one called Craig High, do? Does that ring a bell?
No, it doesn't.
Now, this Westburn one, is it Westburn Road?
Westburn Road, yeah.
I think I found that one, so that's good stuff. Let me just get the address for that one.
I think it's 7. Okay. 7 Westburn Road?
71, that ring a bell?
71, that's it, yeah.
I got the right one then. Good stuff, John.
Yeah.
Okay, and the next one, so that's Westburn Road. You said there was another one, very similar.
Marsburn Road.
How are you spelling that one, John?
Marsburn. Marsburn Road. That's in Northfield.
Okay, and that's a children's home as well, Marsburn Road, yeah?
Yeah, that was a children's home.
Yeah. I found that one as well, John. Good stuff. So we've got that one now. Marsburn Home Children's and Care Home in Aberdeen. Put that down for you. Okay, let's get the rest of the address. Just one moment there, John. System's taking a while for some reason. Just had it up
Sorry?
As well. Not sure what's going on there. I'm just trying to find the full address for you, John. Just bear with me a second. Can't find the full address. That should be okay for that one, to be fair. We've got most of the address. Okay, John. And the last one you was in, did you say you remembered the name of that one?
I can't remember. I can remember it being... it was a huge... It was a massive... Well, to me, I was only a toddler, like, you know. But I can remember it being a huge place. And it
and
had its own... This was in Aberdeen as well.
Sorry, John.
In
Aberdeen as well.
I can remember it had its own little school. And I remember we used to get biscuits and milk. That's the nicest one I can remember being in.
Back is it Linkfield Residential?
It went Linkfield. Oh, jeez. I cannot remember that. If you said it, I remember. But I just can't remember it.
Because, like I say, you said no abuse got suffered at that one. That was the best one you was in, did you say?
Yeah, that was the best one, yeah.
Best one, okay. That should be fine then. So the abuse happened at these other two ones, is that correct?
Yeah.
And what age were you when you got placed into Westburn Road or the first care home?
I think my mum... It was about 10 months between my mum and dad dying. I don't think I started school. So I was probably four or five-year-old.
Okay, no worries. And John, for example, if something does happen to you or we can't get hold of you, who would you like your beneficiary to be? So if you wasn't to be able to obtain the money, but we do have the money back for you, would you like that to go to John?
My son.
So it can be anyone. It could be a relative, your son. Can I take your son's name, John?
So, yeah, Simon.
Simon. Has he got the same surname as yourself? Fulton, yeah?
Fulton, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a telephone number for him at all? Say, we only contact him if we do need to. We can't get hold of you, John.
Oh, it brings me phone. It's in the hand.
I do that all the time, John.
I'm looking for it. Yeah. I ain't got a lot of time. Sit off me back.
Yep.
No, yeah. I know. I ain't got.
Yeah, you can send it after the call if you like, Johnny. You can send it after the call if that's better for you.
Yeah.
So after the call, get it on your phone, write it down, and then I'm going to send you a message. Do you use WhatsApp Messenger on your phone, John?
Yeah.
So I'll send a message to you on there anyway. If I say, just reply to that one. So that's fine. Okay, so Simon Fulton. Okay, that's fine. Simon Fulton. And what was the reason why you got placed into care, John? Was it because your parents both died? Is that why you got placed into care?
Yeah.
Okay. With each other. Okay, John, and what happened at these care homes? So start with Westburn. So when I was placed into Westburn, what was the kind of stuff that was happening, John?
Well, they were just getting beatings in.
Yeah.
You know. I remember one.
Stuff would beat me up.
One time, we were playing some games or something, and somebody, this old woman, come to me and said, "There's somebody at the door, John." I says, "Who?" He says, "Your mum and dad." You know.
Okay, that's not nice to hear, is it?
Yeah. That's all I can remember is getting bloody beaten.
Yeah, I lived on there for you, but they used to beat me. And what about at the March 1st?
Mr. and Mrs. Moyle.
That's exactly the same.
Sorry?
So March 1st, it was the same. You got beat up there as well, John.
Yeah.
And did you say you knew the name of the person who did it there? Sorry.
They're both dead now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Do you know who it was?
Yeah, Alf and Maggie Moyer. M-O-I-R.
Yep. Okay. So I wrote all that down for you, John. Now, John, what I need to do now is we need ID and proof of address from you, okay? Now, the way we do that, John, we found it's easier with WhatsApp Messenger. So, like I say, you use that, don't you? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a message via WhatsApp Messenger now. All you need to do, John, is take a picture of your driving licence or passport, whichever you've got, and then just a letter. Okay, so any old letter you've got. Let me just send a message to you. So any old letter you've got, as long as it's dated in the last 3 months. Cryer, a copy of... Just one moment, John. I'm just sending you the message now. Okay, John. So if you look at your WhatsApp Messenger on your mobile now, John, you'll see a message from myself. All you need to do, pal, is when you open that message, you'll see a camera on the right-hand side. If you click that camera, it'll allow you to take a picture of your driving licence or passport, whichever you've got, and then a picture of a letter, a postal letter dated in the last 3 months. Are you able to open that while we're on the phone, John? A letter, just any letter you've got. It's just to prove you live where you live, John.
I don't get much mail.
any letter in the last 3 months will be fine, John. Like a Netflix one or one.
About a bank statement.
That's fine, John. That's fine. That'll work perfectly fine. That's one of the best ones you can use, to be fair, because like I say, you can cover up anything you do want. We just need to see the name and the address.
Yeah.
And the date, of course.
Hang on a minute. Just a minute.
Oh, no, it's take your time, John. No problem.
August, September, October, November. No, it's not August. I'll have to get there next week.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll find one somewhere. I can't find one at the moment. Hello?
Just any letter, John. Have you not got a letter through the post right, over Christmas at all?
Oh, I'm going to have to go downstairs. I'm upstairs at the moment. I'm going to have to go downstairs.
Yeah, no worries. Have a look downstairs if you can, John. It's just like I say, we want to get this sorted for you.
Yeah.
Like I say, with your case as well, John, because of your age, it's going to get sorted really quickly.
Yeah.
Anyone over 68 gets theirs sorted within 8 to 12 weeks, so very quick for yourself. It's definitely worth doing, Paul. So take your time, John. Let me know once you found a letter.
Yeah.
And then you just need photo ID as well, John.
Yeah. Hang on. Hey, I'm doing it. I've got a bank statement from November, so...
Yeah, that's fine, John. That's perfectly fine, that one. That's within the last 3 months.
So what do you want me to do now? Just put it
down on the... that's it, John. So put them both down on the table and take two individual pictures of them.
Hang on.
No worries. Take your time, John.
Right, I'm here. So what do I do now to get into the your email?
Yeah, so go on to, it's on a WhatsApp messenger, John, so go on to your homepage on your phone.
So do I just...
You are open.
I don't... Right. Well, how do I do that? Right, hang
so
on.
With your phone, John,
Yeah. I've got a notification.
Click that for me, John, it'll be my message. It'll say, hi, John, we require a photocopy, of photo ID and a letter.
Hi, John. We've got a photocopy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There's a camera bottom right.
That's the one. Click that one for me, John. And then it'll let you take a picture of both of them, one at a time.
I can't handle these bloody...
Take your time, John. There's no worries at all. So you're just taking a picture of each document, so both documents, one at a time.
Let me know what you've done, John. You got that
one? It's not come through just yet. Nothing's come through just yet, John.
Right, then, hang on.
It's definitely myself you've sent it to.
Yeah. I'll just photograph.
Yep, John, something's come through there. So that's fine, that, John. Now, all we need now is just a picture of the letter.
Picture of the... I'll just give you the...
We've got the photo driving licence for you, that's great.
Yeah, right now. What do I do to get back out? Camera.
Yep, so go open WhatsApp Messenger again.
Oh, I've got it.
Are you on the page where it shows you... Yep, perfect, John. You're getting good at this now, aren't you, Paul?
Because just press anything on it.
Once you've took the picture, you just press the send button.
Right, hang on then.
Okay, John, is there any way you can take a picture of the full page when it comes? We just need to see your address on the bank statement one.
Oh, right.
You know, the top of it. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Right, yeah,
see the address with your name on it, pal.
Here we go. Here
no
we
worries,
go.
Fella.
Oh, I'm good at look. Oh, I'm getting good at it all.
You're better than a fart, John. You're doing better than a fart, pal. Yeah, John, we're getting there, but you know, obviously with the address there, just include all four corners of that page? So all four corners, just so we can see name and the address and the date at the same time. It's all four corners, John. So just sit it down on the table and just include all four corners if you can. Let's have a look, John. Let's see. Perfect, John. That's great. That's what we needed. So that's all we need from you in that sense, John. The next thing we need to do is send you a document over for you to sign. Now, I will let you go off the phone to do this one because it is quite a, you know, quite hard to do on the phone, and you know you do struggle. So just bear with me a second, John. Now, this one, John, will come to your email, and it's just like signing a parcel at the door. Okay.
Mm.
So just like signing a parcel at the door, you've got to use your finger. But like I say, when you click it, there is some options of signatures, so it shouldn't be an issue with you. Just give me a second, John. Okay, let's get your email address on. So, John, are you still using the email, johnfulton2022@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, in a moment, John, you're going to receive an email from myself. It'll be from Zoho, and my name is Ben Jacobs, so it'll show you that. So, it'll say Ben Jacobs has sent you something to sign. All you need to do, John, is click the link, and then once it opens the document, there's one box for you to sign, and then just click finish. Okay?
Yeah.
What I'll do, John, is I'll leave it with you, but I'll give you a call in 10 minutes and see how you got on with it, fella, okay?
Sorry.
All right, John. I'll be back on the phone in 10 minutes. If you try your hardest with it, and I'll let you know how you do with it. Okay, pal?
So, no, what do I do to get into this?
So, it's on your emails, John. It's on your email, on your phone.
All right,
you should have, it'll come through as a notification. You should get a text message of it as well, John.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes anyway, John. If you're struggling, just let me know, pal, okay?
Yeah, I will be.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
No worries, John. I'll speak to you in 10, pal. Thanks, John.
Yeah.
I'll be back in 10 minutes.